Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football in for the guys on this Monday post-bye week. 1 hour of overtime with me coming from 6 until 7, leading you into Monday Night Football coverage on the Fan, courtesy of the NFL on Westwood 1. Jags and Chiefs tonight kick off at 8:15. Right now on the Fan Hotline, our guy, Brian Batko, covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. Brian, a very extensive library, it looks like, behind you on the video feed if you're tuning in on YouTube.
Yeah, Donnie, I've got my shelf of some sports books. I've got John Stockton here mixed in, and then a lot of the wife's literature is on here as well, and my house smells of rich mahogany.
Is that a Ron Burgundy move there? Rich mahogany?
Absolutely. I had to bring some flavor to this show. I mean, we've got Nick Farabaugh as the small plates. We've got Bro Smeltzer coming in as the appetizer. I guess Ricard Raquel was the main course. And what am I, the dessert?
Yeah, and I mean, if it's smelling of rich mahogany and you're in your den with all of your books, that sounds like a pretty good setting, Brian.
Yeah, I think I'd be a creme brulee, probably. That's my go-to.
What do you think of the people that go on like the Zoom stuff, or even people on like national shows, you know, ESPN, Fox, and they have the fake bookshelf background?
Oh, so some of those are not real. This is real. I can pull a book out of here. I mean, this is legit. But yeah, I mean, the Post Gazette told us like, hey, we're doing a lot of shows, a lot of videos. Get your background game right. So when the kids aren't here running around, yeah, I can set up shop in, it looks like a study from the YouTube page, but it's really just a toy room if I were to zoom out.
What is your favorite book on that shelf behind you?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I could give a plug for Quarterback of Steel, the Post-Gazette's Ben Roethlisberger, you know, coffee table book here. But I have right by it Friday Night Lights. It's tough to beat that. Book even better than the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it also the movie, which I love, it is my favorite football movie, but I have read the book, and I did not expect it to be that glaringly different. I'll just say that.
Yeah. The book, the themes in the book, the context, pretty dense. I don't know if I have it on here, but I was a big Catcher in the Rye fan in like high school. So
how about Of Mice and Men? That was always my favorite.
Yep. Very good book. A short book too, which was great for my, you know, sports fan attention span. But yeah, I probably haven't sat down and read like a fiction or even nonfiction book, not about sports, in a long, long time, a shamefully long time.
Little John Steinbeck, you can, work into the mix there.
George and Lenny. Absolutely.
I'm trying to now. I'm running through all of the books that they made us read in high school. I think it was junior year. I want to say it was all like the dystopian ones.
Great Gatsby,
Crime and Punishment,
1984, Animal Farm. What are some? Gatsby was one of them. Charlie.
We had to read Fahrenheit 451.
Yes, that was another one.
Ooh, those. I think I would enjoy those more now as a 34-year-old than I could appreciate them then.
I loved reading the ones like those Dan Gutman books, you know, where the kid would like hold on to a sports card and he would go back in time to that era.
What about,
you know,
Matt Christopher, the boy who only hit home runs?
I read a couple of those. I was always going down that Dan Gutman well, though. Like elementary school me in a book fair, I was either getting some stupid sports poster or a Dan Gutman book.
Mike Lupica has a ton of like kids sports books. There's a shelf in our library and
phenomenal book.
So many. Yeah.
Heat. That was one of my favorite ones. And actually, Joe Smeltzer would be a big fan of hearing that one. He's
still listening.
He's been ragging me about Heat by Mike Lupica for years now. Brian, a little practice report from the Steelers this afternoon. It seems like they're getting a little bit healthier post bye week.
Yeah, I mean, Calvin Austin and Jalen Ramsey going down out in Dublin was no bueno. But, I mean, Alex Highsmith seems like he is basically on track. He kind of laid it out for us afterward. I mean, he's been at this long enough. And unfortunately for Alex, I'm not trying to take a shot at him, but he's been injured enough. He's had enough different ailments that he has sort of gone through this far too much for his own liking. But he's basically like, yeah, if I can, get limited Wednesday, Thursday, get a full day's work in Friday, I'll feel good about playing Sunday against the Browns. But I think he's on the right track. Joey Porter Jr. expecting to play. Jaylen Warren, I mean, I don't think there's much question there. He didn't talk after practice, Donnie, but I was surprised he didn't even play against the Vikings. He was out there on the pitch at Croke Park before the game, testing it out, warming up. Maybe he just really wanted to make sure he was back for the Browns and didn't risk it. But, yeah, I think all those guys are good. And, you know, Deshaun Elliott, I don't think he came out of Dublin any worse for the wear either. So a couple injuries with Ramsey and Austin, but otherwise pretty clean bill of health.
When it comes to Alex Highsmith now being back from injury, how are they going to split up things at edge rusher? Because Nick Herbig has been too good to keep off the field.
Yeah, I don't know how you cut into Mr. Herbig's snaps. Maybe I think the happy medium there is try to roll out this package with three outside linebackers. Now, what do? You take an inside linebacker off the field and trust that any of those three, but especially I think TJ Watt and Nick Herbig, can drop in coverage and do some things off the ball if you want to confuse Dylan Gabriel. Do you take a D lineman off the field? Because, you know, at least until last week when Keanu Benton showed up, you know, you hadn't been getting a ton of push from those guys on the interior. Either way, it's just nice to have options right now for Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin. And Alex Highsmith said, you know, it was not fun to be injured, but, you know, watching Herbig step in for him again, much like a season ago, was great to see. And, you know, unfortunately, maybe for Highsmith down the road, could end up supplanting him, but at least for now, it gives them a three-headed monster.
You think TJ Watt is excited about finally being the blind side to a quarterback?
Yeah, that's right. Dylan Gabriel, the lefty, that's an interesting angle there. I hadn't thought of that, literally, pun intended, Donnie. So TJ will, I'm sure, talk to us on Friday, and we can get into some of that. But I always, too, look at the Steelers-Browns games anymore as kind of the AFC North 2025 NFL version of Maguire-Sosa when TJ Watt and Myles Garrett are facing off. So I know they always like to say they're not on the field at the same time. It's not like they're matching up with each other directly one-on-one, but I think we both know those two guys use each other as the ultimate measuring stick.
Something tells me they're not as friendly as Sosa and Maguire were, though.
Yeah, probably not. And, you know, hopefully, you know, nothing else going on there that has certainly marred the legacies of Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa.
Some other news coming from the Steelers. Adam Schefter put this out there a couple of hours ago. They signed veteran running back and return man Raheem Blackshear to the practice squad. Is this dude going to get elevated? Was this even something on your radar? Does this mean there's another injury to a running back that we don't know about?
No, I mean, first of all, if you even know Raheem Blackshear's name, that probably means you were really hard up in fantasy some year and rolled him out there to the tune of like 3.3 points in PPR. So God bless you if you do know Raheem Blackshear. But I think it's probably more so, yeah, a little bit more depth in the returner game with Calvin Austin sidelined. And remember too, I mean, Trey Sermon's been doing the job the last couple weeks post Caleb Johnson snafu, but you only get three elevations before you have to sign someone to the active roster. So if they want to continue down that road with Sermon, they'll either have to bring him up to the 53, which honestly might be kind of a waste of a spot if Caleb Johnson gets out of the doghouse. Then you can just use those elevations on somebody like Raheem Blackshear with NFL running back and returner experience if you want to.
Steelers, a 4.5-point favorite, what they opened up as against the Browns on Sunday. Does that feel a little bit fishy to you at all, Brian? I thought the number might be a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't love it. I don't love that it's sitting where it is from Vegas, because they always know. And, you know, I remember looking at the schedule when it first came out, Donnie, thinking this should be the layup of all layups for them in 2025, with the Browns being the Browns. But add to that, coming off of the London trip, and add to that the Steelers coming off of their bye week. So if there were ever a soft, cushy spot for a 10, 15, 21-point dub, you would think it would be this. But, you know, the Browns have played the Steelers tough every year, regardless of who is at quarterback for them. Maybe the odds makers feel like Kevin Stefanski is just always going to bring a good game plan here across the Ohio-PA border, no matter who's under center. But I tend to think the Steelers are going to eat Dillon Gabriel alive, but, you know, that line makes you think that, the Browns might have a few curveballs up their sleeve.
The Browns do two things pretty well. They can run the football. Quinshon Judkins has been a pretty good rookie, and they do have a pretty good defense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they could shorten this game. They could turn it into a slugfest, and I think they will. I think that would be the smart thing for them to do just about any week with Dillon Gabriel under center, but especially this week against the Steelers, where they are going to try to tee off on him. I mean, I think it's going to be a rough day for him at Acrisure Stadium, his first true road start in the NFL, and he's doing it against a defense that, yeah, they don't have Jalen Ramsey on the back end right now, but they're as healthy as they can be pretty much up front. So between Cam Hayward collapsing the pocket, Keanu Benton finding himself across the pond, Derek Harmon, who played with Gabriel last year for that really good Oregon team as a couple grad transfers coming in there, he's been wreaking havoc. And then you get into the edge rushers. So I feel like it's going to be a long day for him. I feel like the Steelers should cover this and maybe somewhat comfortably, but I'm with you, Donnie. The fact that it actually went down. I think the initial line was 6, maybe, and whatever the experts, the sharps saw from Dillon Gabriel against the Vikings, they bumped it down even a little bit more.
Speaking of those same people, they still have little belief the Steelers will win the AFC North. The Ravens are still the favorite to claim the North, even after yesterday. They are 1-4. The Steelers are 3-1. Are you buying into this, Brian? Do you think they will win the division for the first time since 2020?
It's a long season, and you know, I thought the Steelers would actually start 4-0, actually 5-0, going into this one, coming out of this one, I should say. I'm not really moving off of my 10-7 prediction. But the Ravens being this down bad certainly did throw me for a loop. One, you can't necessarily predict the injuries. Two, I mean, it was razor thin, some of those margins against the Bills and the Lions. And if even one of those goes their way, I think you feel a little bit better about them keeping their head above water and maybe going on a tear if they get healthy, especially with Lamar. But I don't really think they're going to beat the Rams at home this week if they've got Cooper Rush rolling out there again. So then they'd be 1-5. And I already said, I think the Steelers are going to beat the Browns. So they're 4-1. it would take a massive collapse by the Steelers, which we've seen it as recently as last year. It can and does happen, but it would also take the Ravens just going on a tear. So I'm a little surprised by that, and I think you'll see the margins shift even more after the results of this weekend.
Brian Batko covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, Donnie. See you, man.
There we go. Brian Batko from the PG from his home library.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.